This morning on WCHL, yesterday's fast-moving thunderstorm took the life of a Chapel Hill man when high winds brought down a tree at his home. Local school officials say they're learning from last week's winter weather event to better improve communications with children's family members.
Friday was definitely a challenge. Conditions were such that in our district, when we made the call, things look good.
And the president's approval rating has gone up a little bit, which could lend a hand for Democrats in the upcoming elections.
It does seem like people are warming up at least a little bit to Obamacare.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, day one of the ACC men's basketball tournament is in the books now. We'll look ahead to UNC's first game tomorrow. We'll tell you what happened yesterday. Plus, the Carolina baseball team continued its winning ways yesterday, taking down another non-conference foe, and
two more branches fell off the Carolina coaching tree this week.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, we have 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperatures actually dipped a couple of degrees. Sunshine today with a high in the middle 40s and some very strong winds late in the day. A Chapel Hill man was killed by a falling tree late yesterday while standing on his back deck during a thunderstorm, according to Chapel Hill police. 55-year-old William Randolph Morris was pronounced dead when EMS officials arrived at the residence on Roper Lane in Durham County near the Orange County line. It's a Chapel Hill address. The storm came through Chapel Hill during the 6 p.m. hour, bringing extremely high winds along with heavy rain. This particular incident took place around 6:45 p.m. Last week's ice storm had already weakened trees and branches in the area. In fact, you may see some branches and tree limbs down this morning wherever you go. But again, 55-year-old William Randolph Morris killed yesterday when a tree fell on him while he was standing on his back deck. Officials of Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are reviewing better and faster ways of getting weather alerts out to parents after last Friday's freezing rain shut down district schools around lunchtime. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Assistant Superintendent for Support Services Todd LaFreeze of Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools says that last week's freezing rain was one of those weather events that catches everybody off guard. He says it's because there's so much guesswork involved.
It always seems that we're like on the edge of the forecast and the temperature, both in terms of the amounts and whether we're going to be talking about rain or snow. It just always seems like Chapel Hill Carborough right on that dividing line.
Another problem was that the storm really hit Orange County hard by later in the morning, which had school officials scrambling to get the word out about closings.
Friday was definitely a challenge. Conditions were such that in our district, when we made the call, things looked good. It was raining. The weather service had indicated that temperatures were rising. We had checked power in our schools around 6 o'clock, and all our systems were good.
Then the weather took a quick and nasty turn. LaFreeze says the school system received the first reports of school power outages between 7 and 8 a.m. By mid-morning, five schools were without power. CHCCS made the decision that if power was not restored by 11:30, the five affected schools would be dismissed for the day.
Obviously, the temperatures inside the schools were a concerning factor, but at the same time, we didn't want to dismiss students out into an unsafe travel situation.
The word went out at around 10:45, and CHCCS was informed at 11 that travel conditions were okay for dismissal, but officials felt that safe travel window closing rapidly when high wind warnings for the afternoon started coming in. So the decision was made to close all schools in the district that day. LaFreeze says the message went out at around 11:50 that the five schools without power would be dismissed first, with the remaining schools to be closed on a scheduled rollout. He admits that sending the information out took longer than expected. The situation was complicated by the loss of phone service.
We recognized that we weren't providing a long window for parents to get home, and so we contacted the schools and held buses at the school beyond what we had originally planned for to provide time for parents to get home.
LaFreeze says that one bright spot was a policy of some elementary schools to contact parents directly from classrooms. He says he's only heard a couple of reports from concerned parents whose children were delivered back to their bus stops without parents being notified first. LaFreeze says that the school system will work to improve communications in preparation for the next weather emergency, as well as making sure schools get more and quicker updates on weather conditions. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina House of Representatives, District 50, Republican candidate Lewis Hanna thinks supporting small businesses should be a top priority in the state legislature. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on Hanna and why he believes he's the right fit for District 50.
Hanna, at age 62, has more than 35 years' experience as a community banker and served previously as a trustee of the Triangle Transit Authority. He says the legislature is lacking perspective on what true small business needs, adding that lawmakers have not done a, quote, bad job, but he believes that there is room for improvement.
My background in business-oriented decision-making, I think, is needed in the legislature in general.
Hanna will face off against Hillsborough resident and pastor Rod Cheney in the May 6th Republican primary for the seat, which represents parts of Orange and Durham counties. House 50 Representative Greg Meyer, who was appointed to the seat in late October after Senator Valerie Fushi moved to the District 23 position, is running unopposed in the Democratic primary. Hanna, a North Carolina native who currently lives in Eflin, says if he is elected, he will concentrate on the revision of the state's lien law, examine sources which could fund infrastructure improvements, and support efforts to boost business in areas that have suffered job loss over the past decade. When asked about Governor Pat McCrory, Hanna did not directly comment on his job performance, but says he and the General Assembly should come together on supporting small businesses. Regarding the state's controversial voter ID legislation, which McCrory signed into law in August of last year, Hanna says he does not oppose it. The law requires voters to show a government-issued photo ID at the polls beginning in 2016. Other provisions of the bill significantly shorten the voting period and end same-day registration.
I have no problems with it. I'm a banker. Every time you walk into a bank, first thing you have to do is produce identification.
On the subject of the state's ban on gay marriage, Hanna says that the interpretation of the legislative language may be incorrect.
I think it's a difficult bill. I think it's some interesting things were consecrated in it that the people who drafted the amendment didn't think about. And it's what I said the last time I ran, is that the contract language, and it's been affirmed by several justices I've talked to, actually seems to be in contradiction to the laws that are on the books on that subject.
When asked about primary opponent Rod Cheney, Hanna says he believes that the two differ on several platform issues. Both ran against Fushi for the House 50 seat in 2012. Hanna says government regulations of all types have a place in sustaining the state's economy, but believes overregulation stifles growth.
I would say it's more a question of focus and experience. I'm not in favor of government legislating any more than necessary for the promotion of commerce. I go with what John Locke said, that government exists to support commerce. I really don't believe government should be into social engineering.
For more information on Lewis Hanna, you can read this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We're going to talk to not only about the Atlantic Coast Conference basketball tournament going on, but also Chapel Hill High School girls basketball as the Tigers get ready to go for the state championship this weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And Carolina baseball on the agenda. WCHL news time is 8:13. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic's still not doing too badly out there. We do see some slowdowns on I-40 eastbound right now. That's where it's the heaviest. NC-55 back to NC-54 now. It's extended just a little bit, and you might see it heavy in some areas, but no accident being reported as of right now that's causing that. Just seeing some slowdowns, could be an earlier accident. Again, that's I-40 eastbound from NC-55 Apex Highway all the way back to NC-54. Westbound on NC-54 between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some slowdowns right now. And southbound on 15501 between Garrett Road and I-40, seeing some delays. Otherwise, things looking good. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by Sternovitz Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com, or you can give them a call at 942-TIRE. That is Sternovitz Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. It is 38 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine today. High today in the middle 40s. It's going to be very windy later on in the day. Hopefully not as windy as it was late yesterday and early last night. Tonight, clear with a low in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high back up in the 60s. Go figure. Up and down weather. We have a cloudy weekend basically coming up. And then at the beginning of the week, we'll have a possibility of some rain and or snow. Believe it or not. So this winter is not over yet. It's not done with us. So just hang in there and we'll get through it.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news of local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:15 at WCHL. We have something exciting to talk about this morning. We have Tim Bennett, athletic director, Chapel Hill High School, with us this morning. And the Chapel Hill High School girls basketball team, under the direction of veteran head coach Sherry Norris, is in the state championship game this Saturday at 5 in the Dean Smith Center. And Tim Bennett, this is an exciting time for Chapel Hill. What's the atmosphere like around schools? Everybody excited about this?
Oh, yes. We're very excited. We're looking forward to Saturday.
This has been quite a season for these Chapel Hill High School girls. 31-0, East Regional champion. They're taking on another undefeated team, Hickory, 29-0, coming out of the West. And both these teams competing for perfection. This is a very special team. What makes it so special?
Well, I think it starts with Coach Norris, her leadership. She's built a program here for many, many years. When I watch our team play, they like each other. They play hard. They have fun. You know, we're an up-tempo type team, full-court pressure. We get after our opponent, and it's exciting to watch them play.
It's exciting team basketball, and Kat Romaine picked up her second consecutive East Regional MVP award last week. She is outstanding as well, but this is a total team effort all the way.
Absolutely.
Chapel Hill High School is looking for its second state title in girls basketball. Of course, Coach Norris won one back in the early 80s. And this particular meeting between Chapel Hill and Hickory was supposed to take place last year, but Hickory got knocked out early in the quarterfinal round. So this is like a matchup that's been a long time in coming.
Yeah, I was not here last year, but this year both teams undefeated. Their team, Hickory's a lot like Chapel Hill as far as size and athletic ability. Should be a great matchup. Both teams like to press. So veteran coaches. What an exciting evening in the Dean Dome at 5 o'clock. We need the town of Chapel Hill to come out and support our Lady Tigers.
I hope everybody will get out there and see them, and this is a really special opportunity to play in the Dean Smith Center. I can only imagine what it must be like to be a high school athlete, to grow up in town and then get an opportunity to play for a state championship right here in the Smith Center. That must give you a really extra feeling just thinking about that, Tim.
Oh, I wish I could get out there and play, but I'm too old, so I'm excited for our ladies. And I would say this, Coach Norris and her staff have done an excellent job. Coach French, John French, and Coach Sandy Rasnick, her assistants. It's just, it's for my 5 months being here, just watching that group of coaches work and watching this team just every day at practice get better and better, and it's exciting. Now, I will say, Ron, we've had an unbelievable winter here. As far as our men's basketball team was co-conference champs, our men's and women's swimming team was conference champs. Our men's swimming team was the state champions. Our women's finished second in the state. So it's been just an awesome winter for us over here at Chapel Hill High School.
Well, the Chapel Hill High School women's basketball team, not the only exciting thing to celebrate there. So a lot of things going on, and it must be kind of overwhelming coming in as first-year athletic director. It's kind of exciting.
Right. Oh, I came at the right time.
Yeah, you really did. How do folks get tickets for this game on Saturday?
A Okay, you can still get tickets today at Chapel Hill High School. They're $9 pre-sale tickets, 9 to 1 at the main office, and 2 to 4:15 in the afternoon. And we have a couple of home events tonight. Make sure I'm right. We have softball at home and lacrosse. I'll have tickets at those events. If anyone would like to buy them, they're $10 at the Dean Smith Center on Saturday. So if you want a little price break, and go ahead and get your ticket, and when you get there, not have to stand in line. This is a good opportunity to come on out.
Well, hopefully we can fill up a good portion of the Smith Center. Again, this game on Saturday at 5 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on chapelboro.com, WCHL's website. Of course, we'll have the ACC men's basketball tournament on WCHL, but we'll have on chapelboro.com. We'll stream it, the play-by-play, Chapel Hill High School versus Hickory for a state championship. And good luck to Coach Sherry Norris and the Tigers. Tim, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me and for the coverage, and we look forward to Saturday.
It is a very exciting time right now for high school athletics, and it is a very exciting time right now for the ACC basketball tournament, which is going on in Greensboro. And let me take just a moment to tell you what happened yesterday. There were three games yesterday in this big 15-team league. Number 12 seed Wake Forest defeated number 13 Notre Dame 81-69. Number 10 Miami got a win over number 15 Virginia Tech 57-53. And number 11 Georgia Tech defeated number 14 Boston College in an agonizing long overtime game, 73-70, and it was agonizing for other reasons too. There was a power outage and a delay, and some people just said it was kind of painful to watch. But I guess you can say that there were no upsets yesterday because the higher seeds got the wins. Today there are four games in the second round in Greensboro. Number 8 seed Maryland takes on number 9 Florida State in the first game at noon. Number 12 Wake Forest taking on number 12 Pittsburgh at 2 o'clock. Or thereabouts. Then in the nighttime session, number 10 seed Miami versus number 7 North Carolina State tonight at 7 o'clock. And in the nightcap, number 11 Georgia Tech faces number 6 Clemson at 9 o'clock or whatever time it gets started. It'll be late. In quarterfinal round tomorrow, number 1 Virginia gets the first game against the winner of Maryland and Florida State. And Carolina, the number 4 seed in this tournament, will be taking on either Wake Forest or Pittsburgh, depending on who wins that game today. And then in the nighttime session tomorrow, it'll be number 2 Syracuse against either Miami or North Carolina State. And in the last game of the day, number 3 Duke against either Georgia Tech or Clemson. So exciting times. ACC basketball tournament. We'll start covering it tomorrow. Tar Heel Network coverage available starting with the first game tomorrow, the quarterfinal round. And that, of course, will be the Virginia game and then Carolina to follow. So it's exciting at the ACC tournament. A little bit of a different look this year with so many different teams. 8:22 at WCHL. And let's turn to baseball. Number 13, North Carolina's baseball team cruised past Gardner-Webb 7-1 at Bosch-Emmer Stadium yesterday, improving to 12-4 on the season. With that loss, Gardner-Webb is now 6-10. But the Tar Heels on a bit of a roll. Lewis Paula delivered a gem on the mound for Carolina, striking out 9 over 6 innings. The offense was in fine form. Alex Rayburn smacked his first career homer for the Tar Heels. Corey Dunbar's early double gave UNC a 3-0 lead. Head coach Mike Fox's team never looked back from there. Henry Sisson, a sophomore transfer from Davidson, made his first career appearance as a Tar Heel and struck out the only batter he faced. Now this weekend, very important series coming up. Tar Heels return to ACC action with a 3-game road trip at College Park, taking on Maryland. Game 1 on Friday will start at 6:30 p.m. We're hoping to talk with Coach Mike Fox today, and maybe we still will sometime in the next few minutes here on WCHL. One other football note to mention this morning. You might be a little surprised for this. On the other hand, maybe you're not surprised. The agent for wide receiver Steve Smith says a 5-time Pro Bowl selection has played his final snap for the Carolina Panthers. Smith's longtime representative Derek Fox told the Associated Press on Wednesday that Smith, quoting here, is not going to play for the Panthers next year. I know that. I just don't know when that transaction is going to take place. Fox says the Panthers have been trying to trade Smith, but expects he will ultimately be released. He says the Panthers haven't asked Smith to restructure his current contract, which calls for him to make $7 million under the 2014 salary cap. Regardless of whether the Panthers cut Smith or keep him, they'll have to pay him $3 million this year as part of a contract extension he signed in 2012. not bad work if you can get it. 824 at WCHL.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Two more branches fell off the Carolina coaching tree this week. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The fabled Carolina coaching tree built by Dean Smith is getting weaker at the roots. With Smith retired and unable to use his magic touch with athletic directors and pro general managers anymore. Sure, Scott Cherry, a reserve on his 1993 national champions, just earned Big South Coach of the Year honors after leading High Point to 19 wins and a berth in the NIT. And Jeff Lebo is still going at East Carolina, but this is his fourth head coaching job in 15 years. I may be missing someone, but most of the big limbs on the tree have retired, except, of course, for venerable Larry Brown, still going strong at 73 at SMU. George Karl was fired from Denver last season and is taking a year off, hopefully before getting back in. Fogler got out 12 years ago, and most of the sturdy limbs are either in administration like Mitch Kupchak, or NBA assistant coaches like Bob McAdoo and Rasheed Wallace, or college strength and conditioning coaches like George Lynch. Maybe Michael Korn will get another shot somewhere. He was pretty good as an assistant. And of course, the new dean, Roy Williams, now has a combined Kansas-Carolina tree from Mark Turgeon to Rex Walters to Jared Haas and Wes Miller at UNC Greensboro. Call me if I've forgotten anyone. But while Duke still has Tommy Amaker, Johnny Dawkins, Mike Bray, Bobby Hurley, Billy King, and Danny Ferry going strong on the bench or front office in the NBA, the Carolina tree took a hit this week when Buzz Peterson and Jason Capel got whacked on the same day from UNC Wilmington and Appalachian State. Buzz, perhaps known best for being Michael Jordan's roommate, had success at Appalachian twice and Tulsa before hitting the down curve at Tennessee and now UNC by the sea. Could Buzz get a third crack at App State now that Capel was relieved after four seasons and the most recent 9-21 stinker as the Mounties get ready to move from the Southern Conference to the Sun Belt? No chance. Capel's father has been a college and NBA coach for years, and brother Jeff landed back at Duke after losing the Oklahoma head job. But Jason has always been a bit of a brat, to be kind about it. Although 53-70 over 4 years at most places will get you fired, it didn't help that App State's athletic director is NC State alum and former Wolfpack administrator Charlie Cobb. Who knows? Maybe Cobb will bring the old redcoat, Sidney Lowe, out of mothballs. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thanks, Art. It's 826 at WCHL. A quick note from Rand Northam out of the newsroom. A traffic problem, Rand?
Yeah, that backup I told you about on I-40 eastbound, it's due to the angle of the sun. And boy, I can certainly understand that people just not having the best line of sight, so having to slow down. A big thanks to James Barrett, a member of the Chapel of Carborough City Schools board, for that WCHL Road Warrior update on Twitter. So again, the angle of the sun causing problems on I-40 eastbound. Give yourself a little bit of extra time to travel this morning.
Hey, you know what else? Today is James Barrett's birthday.
Hey, James Barrett, happy birthday.
I announced that earlier today.
Yeah.
James Barrett, another year older, another report on Twitter. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm telling you, the sun really causes problems.
It does.
If you're heading west late in the day.
That's right.
It's incredible. I mean, if you don't have sunglasses, you're in big trouble.
That's right.
So anyway, I can certainly understand that too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes here. 827 at WCHL. Good morning.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See dickies.com for details.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Spring rains and tree blossoms are coming. Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle of locally owned Gutter Solutions, urging you to invest in the long-term value of your home with gutters that work. That's right. Keep the water moving away from your foundation, doors, and windows with the help of our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers that keep your gutters working guaranteed. Find Gutter Solutions and Gorilla Guard gutter covers on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $145 for a compost top dressing service, available now for $72. Green Energy Lawn Care believes that a homeowner should have the ability to reduce their carbon footprint while maintaining an organic, healthy, beautiful lawn. With today's deal, you will get 2.5 cubic yards of organic compost top dressing for your lawn, which covers at least 3,000 square feet. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 8:30 at WCHL. Time for your local cover of weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Big game's always right around the corner, so order today from Dickie's and they'll have it ready for you. Choose from 8 juicy hickory smoked meats. Dickie's is right next to New Hope Commons on the Chapel Hill side of Durham. All right, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunshine, high today about 45. Some strong winds later on today, hopefully not as much as yesterday. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low down around 25, and then tomorrow is sunny with a high in the low 60s. So let's look ahead a little bit. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and then cloudy after midnight. Overnight, low in the upper 30s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy day with a high of 68. Saturday night, slight chance of rain, low in the middle 40s. And then on Sunday, rain likely, 60% chance, high in the upper 50s. Listen to this. On Monday, cloudy, rain or snow, likely in the morning on Monday.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Was that Malaysian jetliner able to fly on for perhaps thousands of miles after the flight crew's last transmission? A Wall Street Journal report claims engine data from the flight was sent to the ground for 4 hours after audio from the Boeing 777 jet had ended. On CBS This Morning, correspondent Clarissa Ward in Kuala Lumpur.
Malaysian officials were adamant in their denial of that Wall Street Journal report. They said the plane's last transmission was received at 1:07 Saturday morning, and they said that Rolls-Royce and Boeing are both also refuting that report.
And now Rolls-Royce is not even commenting on the published report. As for the search efforts in their sixth day, Clarissa Ward says Malaysian officials have spoken out.
Today, they really tried to defend themselves against accusations that they haven't been terribly efficient in their handling of this investigation. They said, listen, this situation is completely unprecedented. The plane simply vanished.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 45. A lot of sunshine. We could attribute one local death to our rather unusual weather situation this winter. A Chapel Hill man was killed by a falling tree late yesterday while standing on his back deck during a thunderstorm, according to Chapel Hill Police. 55-year-old William Randolph Morris was pronounced dead when EMS officials arrived at his residence on Roper Lane in Durham County near the Orange County line. That's the Chapel Hill address. The storm came through Chapel Hill during the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, bringing extremely high winds along with heavy rain. The incident took place about 6:45 p.m. Last week's ice storm had already weakened trees and branches in the area. Wind was blowing very hard yesterday. A lot of tree branches and limbs came down, and in this case, a whole tree that fell on a man simply standing on his back deck, William Randolph Morris, 55 years old, dead. That's our top story today. We'll report more details if they become available. You know, a lot of local Democrats are watching President Obama's approval numbers, and they've actually gone up a little bit in a new poll, which could be one reason Democrats have retaken the lead in a generic congressional ballot. WCHL's Aaron Keck has this report.
According to a new national survey from Public Policy Polling in Raleigh, Barack Obama's approval rating now 43%, 51% disapprove. Public policy polling director Tom Jensen.
Those still aren't very good numbers, but they are the best that we've found for him since October. He had, in the interim, hit his record low at 41%. And it does seem like people are warming up at least a little bit to Obamacare.
39% of voters now think the rollout of the Affordable Care Act has been successful. That's up 7 points from late January. Democrats may also appear to have reason for optimism regarding the U.S. House, though Jensen's not so sure. Democrats trailed Republicans 42-40 on a generic congressional ballot back in January. They've now reclaimed a small lead at 43-40. Here's Jensen.
The problem for Democrats, even though they have the small lead on the generic congressional ballot, is that because congressional district lines across the country in a lot of states are really drawn in a way that benefits the Republicans, Democrats would have to win by a lot more than 3 points in order to have a real chance at getting back control of the House.
In another public policy polling survey released this week, numbers for U.S. Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina also showed a slight improvement. She now leads the presumed Republican frontrunner, North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis, 45-43. In the previous survey, Hagan trailed all but one of the Republican challengers for her Senate seat. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
President Obama is expected to announce changes in overtime rules so many employers around the country will be required to pay millions more workers for the extra time they put in on the job. The rules are aimed at workers currently designated as supervisory employees, but who are exempt from overtime because they get paid a salary of more than $455 a week. The changes to be announced today would take effect in 2015. Listen for more details throughout the day on CBS. The Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels program is gearing up for its Community Champions Week, running March 18th through 21st. That is next Monday through Thursday, or next Tuesday through Friday, I should say, as part of the National March for Meals campaign. 7 elected champion officials are set to deliver meals to homebound and hungry senior citizens. State Representative Verla Insko, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, Carborough Alderpersons Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, and a couple of Orange County commissioners, Renee Price and Penny Rich. Stacy Yusko, director of the Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels program, says that last year, Mayor Kleinsmith delivered meals during the campaign and pleasantly surprised a few seniors with a special one-on-one conversation with their mayor over a hot lunch.
It was a really nice synergy, I think, for them to see, oh, you know what? Here this person is, and they actually are interested, and they are listening to us, and we're not a forgotten population.
Yusko explains that Community of Champions Week is an important time for the nonprofit to raise both awareness and the necessary money to make it through the rest of the year.
In the month of March, there's hundreds of local Meals on Wheels programs that reach out to the communities and to help build support that will sustain them all year long. So we're taking part in that by having actively recruited some of our local political dignitaries to deliver meals with us next week.
Meals on Wheels relies heavily on at-large donations and grants. About 70% of the cost to provide the meals is supplied by the organization itself, not a federally funded program. The only guaranteed funding it gets is from the United Way. Yusko says that 2.5 million seniors across the nation were served last year as part of Meals on Wheels. The increase in the number of retired people right here locally has almost tripled the demand placed on our local branch of Meals on Wheels.
So when you think about the entire aging population across the country and the fact that 2.5 million people count on that lunchtime meal from Meals on Wheels is amazing to me.
About 150 volunteers make up the Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels program. Yusko estimates that this particular branch delivered about 32,200 meals to seniors in 2013. Well, we mentioned earlier Atlantic Coast Conference basketball tournament going on in Greensboro. And let's give you a quick rundown of what's happening today. Number 8 seed Maryland will face number 9 Florida State in the first game today at about 12 noon. In the second game today, number 5 Pittsburgh laying in wait for number 12 Wake Forest. Wake got there by a win over Notre Dame yesterday. And in the nighttime session, it is number 10 Miami versus number 7 North Carolina State. And in the last game of the day, number 6 Clemson facing number 11 Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech got there by beating Boston College. Miami moved on by beating Virginia Tech. Carolina doesn't play until tomorrow. Here's Matt Oakes with a preview of the Tar Heels.
The number 15 Tar Heels have been busy recharging and refocusing for the stretch run that is March, full of tournament action that begins this week with the battle for the conference title. Sophomore forward J.P. Tokido, who was named to All-ACC defensive team earlier this week, says the Tar Heels need to get back to the form they displayed in their 12-game winning streak.
Any other regular season,
at Duke. You know, it's pretty tough game. No one wants to lose that game, but, you know, we did go on a 12-game win streak before that, you know, pretty high on that. So leading into the ACC tournament, I wouldn't say we have a lot of momentum, but kind of look at those 12 wins, just kind of get back to what we were doing in those 12 wins and not so much in the Duke game at Duke.
Head coach Roy Williams says he hopes his team isn't satisfied with its recent regular season success and is instead saving its best for last.
Generally speaking, kids do get more enthused at tournament time. And so hopefully that's what's going to happen here. And I'm pretty straightforward with them. I'll say, hey, we turned it around, but let's not look back and say the highlight of our season was 2 or 3 4-week period in January and February.
Well, thank you very much for that report, Matt. And Carolina trying to win its first ACC tournament championship since back in 2008 when they beat Clemson for the title. Again, Carolina will play tomorrow in the second game of the day at 2 o'clock or a little after probably. Number 4 seed in this tournament will face the winner of today's game between Wake Forest and Pittsburgh. It's 8:39 at WCHL. Good morning.
What's the biggest risk trying to buy a diamond online just by looking at its specs on a computer screen?
9 out of 10 times, the diamond is never what they think it's going to be. On paper, it was fine, but it was not nearly as pretty in person. It was not at all what they thought it would be when they got it.
That's Diamond's direct graduate gemologist, Joey Stagnone, who says it's hard to buy a diamond online because every diamond is unique. Even two diamonds with the same grade on paper can look way different.
That's your biggest risk with most diamonds on the internet. They don't look in person how good they look on paper.
Maybe it's got a brown tint or it's cloudy or hazy.
Most of the diamonds that end up on the internet are diamonds that stores didn't want.
So what may appear to be a real deal may end up being a real disappointment. Diamonds Direct guarantees a better price on a better diamond with free service for life.
If you ever have a problem with the ring, if you ever lose a little side stone, if she ever needs it sized, if she ever needs it polished, all that's free for life here. That's a service you can't put a price tag on.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, a real deal with genuine value on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carborough, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We would love to invite our clients to share their experiences on our radio and television spots this year, so please share so we can put you on the air. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding her recent service experience with John Perlman.
The service department at Performance is over and beyond any other auto service department you will ever do business with. I've been doing business with them for over 12 years. We were so impressed with John Perlman and his staff that we purchased another Acura from them. Trust me when I say they always roll out the red carpet and treat me the same now as they did 12 years ago when we purchased our first Acura RL.
Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Not only are our prices exceptional, we also treat you like you're the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 39 degrees, 8:43 at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Julie McClintock. Piedmont creeks need your help. Rainwater's running off roofs, roads, lawns, flowing too quickly into our creeks. Hard surfaces have replaced forest and dramatically reduced the amount of rainwater that sinks into the ground to replenish our groundwater. Rapid bursts of water scour banks, degrade animal habitat, and carry sediment and fertilizers, pouring these pollutants into our creeks and water supplies. How can we fix our disruption of this natural water cycle? What we can do is to slow down our water, clean it, and replenish groundwater. How do we do it? This is an issue all of us need to work on because we are all part of the problem and part of the solution. When development comes along, we need to do a better job of managing the rainfall that no longer soaks into the soil but runs off. At homes, imagine where your rainwater goes. It's bound to be going to a creek feeding a water supply. We can take care of our creeks by building rain gardens and swales and by managing chemicals properly at home. Check out www.bolincreek.org. Let's care for our creeks and our drinking water every day. This is Julie McClintock.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up, we're going to tell you all about Dave Gephardt, who is today's WCHL hometown hero. Listen, if you love musicals, you are in for a treat. Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical, Evita, returns at last. Ava Perón used her beauty and charisma to rise meteorically from the slums of Argentina to the presidential mansion as first lady. Evita tells Ava Perón's passionate and unforgettable true story and features some of the theater's most beautiful songs. Tickets to the show can be purchased online through Ticketer and DPACNC.com. Luckily, WCHL is giving you the chance to win tickets for free to Sunday's show to watch a performance at 6:30 p.m. at DPAC. Now, that's even if Carolina's in the championship game on Sunday for the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament. Don't have to worry about it because this is at 6:30. That is like 5.5 hours after that game starts, so no conflict there. Every day, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to a call-in winner who becomes a finalist automatically for Friday's grand prize. One VIP package, including two premium tickets, parking pass, and a $40 dinner gift card. Be the fifth caller right now to be a finalist. 919-929-WCHL. At the very least, you win two tickets to the show. Doug Knoll, Mary Redfoot, and Deborah Beller have already qualified. Will you be next? Caller number 5 right now, 919-929-WCHL.
Come to Dickie's and try our new buttery cornbread sandwiches. Like it spicy? Try our chicken. Like it sweet? Try our southern pulled pork. All our meats are hickory smoked every day. The buttery cornbread sandwiches are only here for a short time, so try them today. Decide which one you like best and vote on our website for a chance to win free barbecue for a year. Sweet or spicy, you decide. Only at Dickie's. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Building.
Hi, this is Terry Sturdivant. Have you heard the big news? Sturdivant's Tire and Auto has joined the Tire Pros team, the nation's largest network of independent tire dealers. And during March and April, a portion of every tire sold will go to support our local Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Cedar Ridge, Carrboro, and Northwood baseball programs. Come help us in our 11th annual high school baseball fundraiser. So come see the pros at Sturdivant's Tire Pros, located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill, just 5 quick minutes from Carrboro. Call us at 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Here's a look at what's new on Chapelboro.com. Mediterranean Deli wins Chapelboro's restaurant tournament bracket. The Scene Around Town Gallery takes you to the Murphy School radio show. Mark Barroso weighs in on Chatham Park, the controversial new development planned near Pittsboro. And Freddie Kiger pays tribute to local heroes past and present with a moving speech at Chapelboro's Village Pride Awards. Visit Chapelboro.com today for all of this and more. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
and all night. 97.9 FM WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM WCHL and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
It's 8:48 at WCHL, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, and congratulations to Darlene Boyd, who called in and won two tickets to see Evita at DPAC. And she is in the running now for the grand prize. She gets two tickets to the show Sunday night at 6:30, but she might win the really good premium seats and the parking pass and the $40 dinner gift card. She, along with three other winners so far, will have another one tomorrow morning. Then we'll make the drawing sometime late in the morning, and somebody's going to be having a good time. All of you will have a good time because it's a great show. And don't forget, if you're not a quick dialer, don't worry. We're also giving away a pair of tickets to the show on the contest page of our WCHL Facebook page. So log on now and get entered to win. One lucky winner from the Facebook page will also be randomly chosen on Friday, 8:49 at WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. So I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. Even though I'm a workaholic, I believe that you need to have time to shut it off, and you need to be able to enjoy your family, your spouse, whoever it may be. And it's so important, because if you get wrapped up in the everyday work, this has got to be done, people suffer that are part of your family. People that are workaholics get so intensely involved that they forget that balance of life is the most important thing. Fortunately, we're able to travel all over the world. I love to go in and watch. I ask questions about how they run their businesses. How do they run their lives? How do they run their families? Because reality is this. You can be the best business person in the world or the best employee in the world. And if it's all you do and you forget your family, you haven't done anything. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Let's take one more look at traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need something really simple like a new watch battery, maybe an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Berkeley Grimble is the guy to see at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Well, things settled down a little bit. Some of the usual slowdowns this morning out near the park and out in I-40, the intersection of 15501, etc., but nothing really out of the ordinary. Anytime during the day, not just in the morning, not just in the afternoon, but anytime during the day, if you spot something that's really unusual that we need to know about, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL, let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. It's important to get that information out there however we can, and you let us know and we'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, to be specific. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by the executive chef, James Clark, and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunshine today, high today in the middle 40s. That's it. Winds, strong winds later on today, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low down to 25. And then tomorrow, go figure, it's going to be warm again with a high in the low 60s. Ah, man, up and down. Then this weekend looks like a cloudy weekend for the most part. And the beginning of the week, next week, we could have a chance of more snow, believe it or not. So winter is not gone away yet. Don't get too excited. It's actually going to be not a bad day today, although it will be windy and the high of only 45. So if you haven't left home yet this morning, Please dress warmly when you go out.
The 2014 UNC Healthcare Healthy Z Challenge is up and running, and this year's challengers are already off to a great start. Here's Team Cameron's head coach, Allison Stevens.
As far as I'm concerned, they're all winners already because they're already dropping weight, they're already getting healthier, they're motivated to try new things and getting healthy all around.
Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS Store, Chapel Hill, North Fordham, and Meadowmont, Massage Envy Spa Eastgate, Twig, and Cameron's.
At the UPS Store, we love small businesses. That's why we're your community small business resource center. More than packing and shipping, we provide professional printing services, a real street address for mailboxes, even direct mail services, including design. To learn more about how we can help you, stop by the UPS Stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North. You're not alone. We are here to help.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Spring is finally here, and Great Outdoor Provision Company is celebrating with great prices on camping and outdoor supplies. Shop this week's sale for big savings on stoves, packs, and sleeping bags from MSR, Osprey, and the North Face. Save also on Smart Wool socks and the Bass Breeze boot, both at 30% off. We honor Girl and Boy Scouts this week, too, with additional savings and the chance to win a $125 gift card. So gear up and strap in for the upcoming spring with Great Outdoor Provision Company and Eastgate Shopping Center. Like us on Facebook or visit greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stone.
Well, thank you so much. It is 8:55 at WCHL. One more opportunity for you to win something this morning. If you can remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond. To be quite frank about it, I have never heard this word before today. If you know what it is, call me. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Again, your number for Wayne's Word, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dave Gephardt is today's WCHL hometown hero, and Dave, you're involved in everything because everywhere I go, there you are.
We see a lot of each other, Ron.
Dave Gephardt has Gephardt Marketing Solutions in Hillsboro, and you have just an amazing amount of involvement with the Chamber, with Historic Hillsboro, the Exchange Club.
I guess it goes back to that thing, if you don't ask a busy person, you're not going to get things done. I've been lucky enough to be asked to help out in some areas, been involved in a lot of areas that have helped the community and helped the youth in the community throughout Orange County. And
you have a long history of involvement with the Scouts.
Cub Master twice, Scoutmaster, and District Chair for 4 years. Both of my sons are Eagle Scouts. A lot of fun with scouting. It's a great experience and a great way for kids to learn responsibility and leadership.
Something dear to your heart is the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.
The tourism for Orange County is just a fantastic industry for us. Non-polluting. We bring in a lot of people for Orange County, a lot of restaurants, hotels, events. Spaces, lots of people benefit, and it brings in just tons of tax money. They say for every dollar we spend in the county earns $17.
Dave, over the years, you have been willing to put yourself out there as a board member and even president of several different local organizations. You have been involved with the Exchange Club in Hillsboro for a long time, and also Hog Day in Hillsboro.
Hog Day has just been a fantastic way bringing people to a town that haven't been to Hillsboro before. We're awful excited. We've got a key group now of some of the original people and some others that are interested in, and we're looking to see a way to revive it. And I think it's going to again take off and be bigger and better than ever.
We're talking to Dave Gephardt, and Dave, you're a pretty big guy, admittedly, but you played football at Carolina, right?
I was lucky enough to come about 100 years ago in the Bill Dooley, Moyer Smith days, and thought that Carolina would be a good fit with the business school and got involved in football. And then after the knees started going away, he got involved in student government.
What makes Hillsboro such a special community?
Oh, Hillsboro, it's growing. I mean, I can't believe my sons are, one's a mile away, one's 10 miles away. The restaurant, the nighttime scene, such a wonderful place to raise family, schools, just keep getting better and better every year. Nothing could be finer than the bee in Hillsboro.
He's such a great ambassador. Thank you very much for all that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Dan Murphy, who called in with the word of the day in WCHL. It is subreption. As I said, I never heard it before. Probably never will again. It means you spell it S-U-B-R-E-P-T-I-O-N, subreption. It means deliberate misrepresentation, a misleading statement, for example. You hear a lot of subreptions when it comes to be political time. There's no question about that. Dan Murphy gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $145 for a compost top dressing service, available now for $72. Green Energy Lawn Care believes that a homeowner should have the ability to reduce their carbon footprint while maintaining an organic, healthy, beautiful lawn. With today's deal, you will get 2.5 cubic yards of organic compost top dressing for your lawn, which covers at least 3,000 square feet. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 38 degrees, a little chilly this morning. We expect it to be really windy later on in the day. Look for a high today of about 45.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and